The following program is paid for by IMG College, LLC. Any advice or information given is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Also, the views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or ownership.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Let's go live to the Alchemist and Barrister on Witherspoon Street in Princeton. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Welcome to the Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey. It is time for another edition of the Mitch Henderson Show right here, courtesy of Fox Sports 920, as we bring you an inside look at Princeton Tigers basketball. As always, I'm joined by the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson. Coach, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here at the AMB, right, Derek? This is what a crew.
Absolutely. A fun night in store here to talk about Tigers basketball and Princeton clinching their ticket and punching their ticket towards the Ivy League tournament. And, Coach, before we get into the games, cool, obviously, for the Tigers to get back to the Ivy League tournament and have another crack at the title here coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's terrific. So, you know, wasn't that long ago, just 4 years, where, you know, your perspective changes on these things quite a bit. But I've had some really good teams that, you know, you have a couple slips in the league that were very painful and you're done. And, you know, we still have an outside shot at a title, but, you know, we've qualified for the league tournament. And, you know, we know we're going to be playing longer than just one more week. And there's opportunities to improve. It allows you to do and try some different things to help improve your team and the group to grow, continue to grow, as long as they're willing. So I don't know. I'm thrilled. I really am. Like, I'm so happy for the guys and for the program and for the coaching staff and for the department too. Like, it makes a big difference for everybody to be going up there. Obviously, our women have been just so good, and they're going to be up there as well. So you know, we're really looking forward to this weekend for our senior night. But you know, next week it's a special time.
Absolutely, and Columbia and Cornell on the way for the Tigers this weekend, and we will get to the Lions and the Big Red as we progress throughout this program. But let's talk about, obviously, a interesting week for the Tigers last week. You start out last Friday night with that huge win against Brown. And Brown is a reeling team right now. When we start talking about the Ivy League picture, we'll take a look at that four-seed race. But Brown is a very good basketball team, and they needed that win on Friday night. That had to be very encouraging to see your team go on the road and pick up a 22-point win.
Well, I thought that Brown was – they're a very difficult matchup, and we, the first time we saw them, they were coming off of a win against Penn. I thought, and we were really bad against Yale, and so you know, these weekends, Derek, there's a storyline to them. You know, you're like, all right, here's where we are, and we kind of came in, and we were, I think, very aggressive defensively, and now it's a very different storyline. You know, we're in a position where if we win, you know, we're looking good for a tournament berth, but so are they, and they're playing for something very meaningful as well. So I thought our defense was just terrific, especially on Hunsker and Anderson, and the guys were really locked in on what they needed to do to be successful.
And it's not easy to kind of replicate defensive experiences in this league when they're pretty solid from matchup one to matchup two, and you were able to do that against a pretty good team.
Yeah, you know, like guarding on the road, I think your attention gets a little bit more narrow, and I mean narrow in a good way. You know that you're gonna have to be much sharper when you're on the road, and it also helps a lot when, you know, we come into the game and Jerome and Drew Freiberg scored 25 points off the bench. So that was a big lift for the program. It makes things just a little bit easier for the guys that we generally count on to score a lot of points.
Overall for Brown, they had three players in double figures in Brandon Anderson, Zach Hunsaker, and Tamanig Cho. But as Coach Henderson alluded to, struggles from the offensive side for Brown. Just shot 19 of 58 for the game, 32% overall. Meanwhile, for the Tigers, 46% clip for them, led by Jalen Llewellyn, who has been just so steady here game after game down the stretch.
Yeah, I thought Jalen was terrific. He's been really good the last two weekends. He pulls such a big load for us on the defensive end and offense. Obviously, he has the ball in his hands so much, and we're just trying to continue to challenge Jalen to become even more determined and, you know, assert himself even more. I mean, he's got so many abilities to do it, and you know, it takes time. These things take time to learn how to do them, and you know, I thought Jalen was very good, and actually, you know, Ryan Schwieger, if you look at his line, you know, you don't see at what everybody kind of cares about, but I thought he was very dominant in the game. And, you know, I love seeing six assists, one turnover. I love seeing that because he's when he's going like that, he makes us so much better, and he makes the other people around him so much better. And I thought he played great.
And absolutely, that's a great point, because you look at a player like him, teams are already going to pay a lot of attention to his presence out there on the floor, and his ability to be able to move the ball effectively is an added threat.
Yeah, well, you know, he had a couple block shots, just sliding his feet really well, and then his teammates have started to learn that if they move, they're going to get the ball, and he's going to find them. That's such a special thing in our game, is the ball not sticking, just keep moving.
And as we take a look further at this contest, you mentioned Drew Freiberg, Jerome DeRozier, 25 points combined between the two. The Tigers' bench play here throughout the second half of the season in particular has been pretty solid.
Well, we obviously started Drew on Saturday night, which I know we'll get to that. But, you know, Drew coming into the game, he's just such a savvy player. He and Jerome are very different. Jerome, big physical kid, and then Drew with his ability to make plays for us on both ends of the floor. And you have to cover both guys. You know, you got to be up on them. So, because they can make shots, and, you know, between the two of them, let's see here. They made five threes. And those were big shots. Like, the game goes from a 9 to 11-point game to a 14-point game. And in our league, when you're defending the way we've been able to guard, that makes a big difference.
No question about it. And with the win, the Tigers able to clinch a spot in the Ivy League tournament with the win over Brown, 71-49. A night later, the Tigers fall 66-63 to the Yale Bulldogs. Certainly much different matchup than the first time around against Yale. How did you see that one playing out, especially down the stretch?
Well, you know, you got to take a big picture view at the game. A crushing loss, you know, because it had a lot of ramifications in terms of the title in the league. But you know, based on a first game performance versus Yale, we were much better. I mean, now we're on the road, and we got down multiple times in the game. We had a crack at it. We had an opportunity to take the lead with 40 seconds left. We also had another shot at it. I thought Yale made some big plays. They made their free throws at the end of the game when they really had to do it, which is a sign of a veteran and good team. And I thought our guys, we just never quit, and that's what you're looking for from a group. Disappointing loss, but gives us a lot to work on here going forward.
And that's the thing. I mean, you may very well, depending on how things kind of shake out this weekend, you may see Yale again in the opening round. You mm-hmm. could see them in the championship game. So who knows if there will be a round three against Yale. But when you look at this game in particular, a few things stand out. Only five free throw opportunities for the Tigers. When you see, not that there was a wild discrepancy in terms of number of free throws, 16-5 is sizable, but is that something that stood out to you after the game was over?
Yeah, I would call that wild.
Okay.
And I thought it was a big factor in the game. You know, I just thought that, boy, us not getting to the free throw line, we're a physical team. You know, that was just really disappointing. I thought that played a major factor in the game. And, you know, it comes down to one or two possessions, and, you know, one team's getting 16 free throws and you're getting five, and that's just no good. We can't have that at all, and we're going to have to, you know, make major changes in order for that to happen next time.
It seemed like, correct me if I'm wrong, that happened mostly all in the second half.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got no free throw attempts in the first half.
Right, right.
We didn't do enough things to be successful on the road. But when you go back and you look at the game, and I've watched that game now twice, you can pinpoint some really key moments. And getting yourself to the free throw line, boy, that's a big factor. We pride ourselves on not fouling. I thought it was a super physical game, and we just didn't find ourselves on the line.
Jalen Llewellyn, 21 points for him to lead the Tigers. Ethan Wright, 16 points, 6 of 12 from the field, and 11 rebounds. I thought watching him, he was really aggressive throughout the game.
Yeah, that was a big key for us. You know, we have to get Ethan going. You know, we still haven't had all the parts firing on this team, and which is, you know, key part of the bench. And, you know, it was the first time where, you know, we just felt like Tosun coming into the game was a little bit better fit with Drew starting and a better matchup against Yale. And, you know, we're not experimenting. We know who we're going to play. Things are pretty much grounded in what we're doing. And the guys are really coming together. I mean, it didn't play great, but as a coach, you look for, are they playing confident? Are they playing together today? Believe each other? Yes, all those things. So we're going to have to get sharper on some of the details.
And with that, we will take our first break of the program. When we come back, we'll take a look at senior weekend, the final home weekend for the Tigers as they welcome in Columbia and Cornell. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. Stay tuned. We'll have more from the Alchemist and Barrister in just a moment. More after this.
Cold? Cough? Flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events. And for tickets, no one beats Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of a ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Heat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back at the Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey, as we take a look at Princeton Tigers basketball here on the Mitch Henderson Show as we continue to take a look at last weekend as the Tigers split a pair of games between Brown and Yale. So with the Ivy League standings now, you kind of hit on it a little while ago, it's Yale at the top with a 10-2 record, Harvard trailing with a 9-3 mark, and then the Tigers at 8-4. And depending on what happens this weekend, and a lot could go down, the Tigers still have a crack at least a share of the title.
Yeah, I mean, we would need to obviously win both of our games, and we need a lot of help. And, you know, this is what I was talking about earlier in the show, right, is, you know, our first goal is always to win the league, and we're going to need, you know, a lot of help from other people in the league in order to do that. But, you know, I think for us, playing championship level basketball this weekend is all we can control, and it's going to play a big part in how we're performing next weekend. When we go up to Boston, we know where we're going.
Yep.
To play for a possible bid to the NCAAs.
Yeah, it is going to be certainly a big time weekend here coming up, because we know certainly a lot's at stake for Brown and Penn with an opportunity, and there's even, I saw somewhere, that Dartmouth still has a very, very, very slim chance, but a chance of getting in.
Yeah,
at
I leave
the
that
spot.
Leave that to Monch. He knows all the little details on who's gonna who could possibly get there, and I find it best for me. I just need to think about our team, and you know, we know this weekend's gonna be we playing two Ivy League teams, and we're also playing for our seniors, right? Like, so we've got to start playing and continue to improve. I think the group's been improving. Everything we've asked them to do, they've responded. So I hope they can keep that going.
As we take a look at this weekend, it's a huge weekend for the Tigers, not necessarily because of the postseason coming up, but because it's senior weekend and you'll have senior night on Saturday. Before we get into the individual matchups, how about the seniors that have been a part of this program? Obviously, look at Will Gladson, Jose Morales, and Richmond Orirezo.
Yeah, I love talking about these guys. You know, Derek, you get so few opportunities I always think, like, a lot of coaches, we have so many sports here at Princeton, and a lot of coaches will say, you know, my seniors, you know, or maybe there's a complaint there, but there might be talking about them. But, you know, we brought those guys in. You know, we tend to bring those people in. And I think that, you know, good players make good coaches, but good leaders make great teams. And I feel like this group of seniors, they complement each other well. They're not perfect. They know that. And a couple things really stand out. One, so Jose, he's on the smaller side. Sometimes I joke, you know, he's just a little guy.
Yeah.
But we all know his heart's as big as this room, right, that we're sitting in here right now. And on Friday night, this is something that no one would know, but Brown went a little bit bigger, and he turned to me and said, "They're going big, get me out." And man, I can't. There's not a lot of seniors that are so that would do that,
right,
and be
right.
Focused on what is needed in terms of winning. Will Gladson's he's a captain. He leads in so many different ways that are unseen. You know, you see him on the bench, but that's about it. But, you know, senior night's this weekend, and, you know, he's all about what is best for the team, all about it. And, you know, there's a chance that, you know, maybe he could get on the floor, but Will, he's just focused on what's right for the team. And then Richmond is, you know, I always say this, like, his listening is just so high level. I appreciate all of them. Whenever I'm having a tough time, I think of those guys happy.
Yeah.
And it's like a meta thing, you know. Uh-huh. Like, it tends to make me really happy, and that's kind of how I define my days, you know, kind of, well, you know, let's do our best for them. Let's try to give them everything we've got.
And they've been such a huge part of the program. In fact, when you look at that first Ivy League tournament, those were three guys that – we're on that team, and to be able to see kind of how they've progressed through the program has to make you feel proud.
Definitely. Very, very to see growth of guys from freshman to senior year, to see the way that they care about others. You know, it's an imperfect process, but I've said to some players that have played at Princeton, like, hey, this isn't a parallel universe where you pick the different school and you're going somewhere else. Often young kids that – you can find an awful lot about what's wrong with the coach, with the staff. But there's very rarely any internal searching with kids. But this group is older and wiser, and that has passed along to the rest of the group, and they've chosen to be that way. And they've seen all the different kinds of styles in front of them, and they've chosen their own, and I think it's really good.
And they will be a part of a big weekend for the Tigers coming up. Columbia and Cornell. First, the Columbia Lions. You know, Mike Smith has been...
You were going to mention him. Like, I knew with the Columbia Lions, and then Mike Smith was going to be next.
You know the patterns. Yeah. You know the patterns. And he's been so impressive against especially the top teams in the league. He's averaging, I think, 30 points a game against Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. He just seems to be one of those nonstop, high-energy guys.
He's a very difficult matchup. He never stops going. They do a lot of actions for him, so he's got the ball in his hands a lot. You know, there's a really high usage rate. It requires a team to defend him, and he's got this ability to make really difficult shots. He puts a he's on the smaller side. He puts an unusual spin on the ball that kind of allows his shots to go in, and he's pretty even. So, very talented scorer, and they're committed to getting him shots. So you're always on alert with where he is. Where's 21? Where is he? Got to find him.
And he is certainly a big key to their team, but. Some of the other guys on their squad, you look at, obviously, Jack Forrest, their freshman who can knock down threes, Jake Killingsworth as well, another outside shooter for them. It seems like they've tried to find that secondary scorer, and that's maybe been one of the reasons why they've struggled. But they are a team that can give you problems. You've seen that against Harvard, obviously, a couple times this year.
Well, they lost on a last-second shot to Dartmouth. We saw them take the Harvard to double overtime. They've played in multiple really close games, multiple games in the league. There's, against Brown, against Penn, against us, we were it was a 6-point game with 3 minutes left. Killingsworth, he can make a shot. Like, this is what makes the game go. All of a sudden you got a 3-point shooter. So protecting the 3-point line is key. Jack Forrest, he's a really good player, guy we looked at very closely, and he's a terrific young player. He's going to be a great player in this league. And, that's not just it with what they do. So, our guys, the challenge is you're never overlooking anybody. Our challenge has always been to be 1-0. That's always the way we look at it. I think with our seniors, we're going to be right where we need to be, and we'll be giving Columbia our best shot.
One night later, Cornell, a rematch of a game earlier this season where the Tigers fell to the Big Red. And Jimmy Boeheim's been in and out of the lineup, but it's not just Jimmy Boeheim. They've got a lot of good players.
Yeah, we really struggled up there the last time, Brian, and he did such a good job. It's hard for me to separate Brian from Cornell, and I know when I say sometimes I'm like, well, Brian's team, but he's doing such a good job, and they're playing so hard, and I know that his fingerprints are all over what they're doing, and they present a lot of issues for you, and we weren't good, and they were very good, and we really need to be, and we will be much sharper at senior night, and it's the last game of the regular season, and I think that using that game as a springboard into what you're going to be the following weekend pays dividends. I mean, it's Boeheim hasn't played here recently, but he posts up. He can change things for you with the way you have to guard things. And when you make changes, they make changes quickly. So, while we're somewhat familiar with what they're going to do, it's still you still have to have an attitude that you're going to make plays.
It should be a great matchup for the Tigers. And when you take a look at the overall theme of the weekend, the seniors, is there a couple of things you take out of this senior class that you'd like to see the underclassmen kind of pick up on?
100%. It's the work. Richmond said to the team yesterday before practice, he didn't have a great weekend, but he said, I want to say something. I haven't been great, but no one's going to outwork me, and we're going to be better going forward because we're going to work harder than everybody else. It's always about, and it's not an easy thing for him to say because he is so selfless, but everyone knows that statement is true. And when your captain, senior player, leader is doing that and says that, I think you can run through a brick wall. So I'm going to miss that. I'm really looking forward to but I'll miss that in a month. Right now I'm really enjoying being around this group, and I'm trying to celebrate the littlest things about this group of guys that, it's a special group, Derek. It's fun to be around. You've been around the team, and this doesn't happen that often.
Right, and it's a team that obviously seems to have a good time not only playing out there on the floor with each other, but off the court as well, and that's unique.
Yeah, well, you travel with us, and I can't speak for you, but I assume they treat guys the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, whether it's you or our trainer or our sports information person, and I don't know if that makes you win championships, but sure as hell beats being around a bunch of bad guys. So I think that's a good quality and something that I appreciate in them very much.
Princeton versus Cornell and Columbia this weekend. Coach, thank you so much for joining us once
this
again.
This is great, man. Look at this. The AMB always picks up right when we get started. So really big thanks to Art. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out, too, to my wife, Ashley. She's she always teases me. She's like, when's my shout-out coming? And I'm like, oh, well, here it is. There you go.
Well, we look forward to talking to you next week and getting set for the Ivy League tournament.
All right, Derek. Thanks a lot.
This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. Stay tuned. More headed your way from the Alchemist and Barrister in just a moment.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the Greater Princeton Area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
I have to go to the gym and untangle my headphones while warming up on the treadmill. And I'll finally untangle them 4 miles later, at which point I'm going to be real tired. Oh, yeah!
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
And once I put my headphones in, I realize my phone's dead. Then I get to run in silence.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day? Squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi. And my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community. Or visit us at CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com. That's CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com.
University Orthopedic Associates are the proud official orthopedists of Princeton University Athletics. If you're looking for a specialist in sports medicine, joint replacement, fracture care, spine, foot, hand, or upper extremity surgery, call 855-UOA-DOCS or visit UOANJ.com to see a specialist at one of their locations in Princeton, Wall, Somerset, Woodbridge, and Morganville. University Orthopedic Associates, serving Princeton University Athletics and you.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back inside the Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey for the Mitch Henderson Show. Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events. And for tickets, no one beats Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, and theater events, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. The Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. Ryan Schwieger and Elijah Barnes joining us right here on the Mitch Henderson Show. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So let's get to the Ivy League tournament here. Certainly two more games coming up this weekend, but what does it mean to you guys to be able to get back into the Ivy League tournament?
It's awesome. I mean, since it's, you know, since it started before I got here, we've only missed it 1 year. So, you know, it's good for Princeton. That's great for us getting there, and can't wait to go compete.
How about for you, Elijah?
I mean, it's everything we work towards. Our whole season basically is based around making this tournament and winning it. And that's what we want to do. We want to go dancing this year. So it really means a lot to be able to secure it a weekend before.
When you take a look at this team going through basically the start of the year, getting ready with practices, and now you're getting closer to the finish line here as far as being able to get to the postseason, how important is it to finish this thing on a positive note this weekend when you start thinking about the seniors and what they've meant to this program?
I think it's huge. I mean, Saturday being senior night is obviously big. For the seniors, we want to send those guys off on the right note. I mean, they've done so much for our program. And then just playing well going into that tournament is also big. I think the momentum carries over, and that'll be big for us.
What have you guys learned from the three seniors, Will Gladson, Jose Morales, and Richmond Ariri Guzzo?
I think hard work and leadership from all three of them. Rich is the hardest working guy on our team, for sure. They come in every day ready to work, and they lead us in everything we do. Will hasn't played, been able to play, but he's the loudest voice every day, and he makes sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So I think leadership is the biggest thing that we learned from them.
Same for you, Ryan?
Definitely leadership, yeah. And, I mean, those guys were a part of that team a few years back that won they went undefeated, they won the Ivy League, and they won the first tournament. So they bring a lot of that knowledge from, like, a championship team, and they kind of impart that on us younger guys who haven't been there yet. So that's really valuable.
When you take a look at last year, you weren't able to play in that Ivy League tournament game. Is that something that is kind of burning inside of you to get back out there on the
it's
floor?
It's funny. Elijah here is the one who gave me my concussion, why I couldn't play.
Oh, uh-oh.
So it's, fun that we're here.
Oh, no.
But, no, I'm definitely – I remember being there, and it was such a great environment. And the way we lost a tough game, but the way we played, we really fought, like, to the end. It was a great game, and, you know, it sucked not being a part of it there, but – coming back this year, I can't wait.
Elijah, when you've had a chance to get out there on the floor and play with some of these guys, Ryan Schwieger, whether it's producing on the floor as a leader, off the floor as well, what kind of teammate is this guy?
I mean, I think he's an amazing teammate. Me and him, we're together almost every day, talking, arguing, debating. we're roommates on the road. So me and him, every day in practice, we look at each other. I guard him. He guards me in basically every drill we do. So it's kind of an everyday back and forth. It's a battle, but it's pretty fun doing it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the roommate thing coming up later on, because I've heard you guys have some interesting arguments off the court about just – and it's not necessarily even sports stuff, just random life things, which I think is a pretty entertaining. But – on the floor, you know, Ryan, you had a rough week last week, a couple of weeks ago, when the Tigers went to Harvard and Dartmouth. How have you been able to bounce back from that?
Well, I mean, that was part of that was just being sick. We had, like, a whole outbreak here on campus with some virus. So didn't play on Friday, but then came back and played a little bit on Saturday. My teammates played so well that Friday night. I'm so disappointed that we didn't get the win, but just watching them, you know, sometimes being off the court and just watching a little bit can do a little bit for you. So just watching them, you know, play so well, work so hard was, like, really refreshing to me, and it made me feel great about, you know, where we are.
We were talking to Coach Henderson earlier about kind of the concept of teammates and being effective out there, even when you're not scoring. Against Brown, you did not score in that game, but you had 6 assists. How important is it to make sure you get others involved throughout the course of the game?
Very important. And, I mean, I think throughout the season we've seen at times guys, like, I don't know how many guys we've had, you know, lead us in scoring on different games. I remember Drew having 23 or something, like, against Iona. I think Ethan had 21 the other day against Brown. And I think it's huge. And I remember after that game telling Coach, he was asking me about, like, you ever think, you know, scored 0 points? Like, and I was like, that was fun. I was like out there just like throwing passes. I was like, that was fun. I like that. But, you know.
One of the impressive things about the Tigers this season in Ivy League play is that there seems to be a real uptick, not only in defense, but intensity out there on the floor. Elijah, have you noticed the difference really since that first Penn game through this Ivy League schedule in terms of how aggressive this team has been?
I think on defense we've totally reinvented ourselves since the Ivy League started. Earlier in the season we were having a lot of breakdowns and weren't really understanding what we needed to do, but since we came together as a team and focused down on the details, we've been able to lock teams up, and it's really been a big point of emphasis for us. The biggest point of emphasis is when we're locking people up on defense, that means we're most likely going to win the game. So seeing guys like Drew and Ryan Langborg and Ethan, who weren't known for being defensive stoppers earlier, to come in and stop the best dudes on the other team, it really means a lot.
How much of that comes through in practice? Because that has to generate and start somewhere. Is that where a lot of that defensive intensity was born?
Yeah, I'd say in practice, coach is always saying they have to feel us. So whether you're on the starters or the scout team, on both sides of the ball, everyone's trying to stop your teammates. So we're just basically a battle every day, and you want to be on the winning side. So it's all about being competitive in practice, and it carries over to the floor.
The coaches have talked about kind of the championship level of intensity that you have to bring to the floor this time of year. What does that mean to you guys and being able to instill that in this team and be able to kind of carry it into some of the big games that you're going to have here coming up in the next week or so?
I think it's all about winning. And, you know, there's a lot of, like, details that go into, like, our game plan and then in the game and our matchups, and that stuff is all so important. But, like, at the end of the day, it's about, like, who can make that extra play, who can, you know, just outdo their opponent, like, who can win the this matchup here. It's all about just, like, doing whatever it has to take to win. So I think it's really about just focusing on that one goal.
Before we go to break here, we kind of talked about the fact that you two are roommates. Elijah, tell me something about Ryan that not a lot of people know that might find that they might find interesting.
He wakes up almost every morning around 7:30, 8 a.m., makes coffee, reads a book, and then plays gospel music and sings one lyric of a song because he doesn't know any of the rest of the lyrics. And that continues throughout the entirety of the trip.
Now, okay, so there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
Gospel music. Now, you're a North Carolina kid. Is that where you picked up the love of the gospel music?
No, not really. It's just because Kanye started doing the gospel music. That's when I got into it. Yeah, a little phony.
Kanye's new album, we really been enjoying it. So every morning, it really starts off a great day.
Yeah, exactly.
Coffee and gospel music, that's something.
7:30 is a little, sometimes 7:30, but, you know, just whenever I wake up, I open the window a little bit, get some light going, I read a little bit, you know, drink some coffee.
What time does this guy get up?
Sometimes he gets up. One time he, like, beat me and woke up early, but most of the time, like, he'll get up if we have, we eat at 10, he'll get up at, like, 9:30, 9, something like that. And then, so.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to hear more from Elijah Barnes and Ryan Schwieger right here on the Mitch Henderson Show, Fox Sports 920. Stay tuned, more from the Alchemist and Barrister in just a moment.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family. Princeton Athletics would like to thank LNA Tent and Event Rentals for their continued support of the Princeton Tigers. LNA is the area's largest provider of quality tents and event rental equipment. Servicing the Princeton community since 1899, their tents and custom affordable equipment will give your special event the quality it deserves. Be sure to check out their amazing offers at lnatents.com or call them today at 609-584-0054. LNA Tent Rentals, the best in tents since 1899.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events. And for tickets, no one beats Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
back at the Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey for the Mitch Henderson Show. The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. Ryan Schwieger and Elijah Barnes here with us as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show. And, you know, we were talking off air before you guys got here, and one of the things that came up is that you two love to debate topics. So we're going to throw some topics out there for you to discuss. Now, the first one, this is actually a little bit more in the breaking news vein. It was revealed that Tim Duncan tonight will be the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs because Greg Popovich is away on personal business. Who, out of the Princeton roster, disqualifying the both of you, would be the best head coach on the team?
The easy answer is Will, but I'm going to think about it for a second. It's got to be Will.
You would think it would be Will, but I also think a sleeper is Ethan Wright.
Oh.
Well, I disagree.
I think Ethan talks a lot when he comes back to the bench. Actually discusses what goes on on the court.
You disagree.
A lot of guys don't come back.
Ethan, when he gets in the moment,
he gets in the game, he's very into it.
But getting there, he's not always – Will is consistent. Will, he has experience this season. Mm-hmm. You know, he's okay with telling people there. He's honest whenever he needs to be. So I think it's Will.
I would go with Will. That's a safe answer.
Giannis or LeBron right now? MVP. LeBron.
Oh, MVP?
Yeah.
Giannis.
LeBron James.
What? Please explain.
Because when LeBron comes out of the game, there's a significant drop-off. Giannis has played games where he's fouled out and they've won overtime. When LeBron didn't play again.
What's the record? The Bucks are 50-8.
And LeBron didn't play the other
night. He's averaging 30-15.
Giannis had 13 points last night.
Milwaukee's a good team.
Against the Miami Heat.
LeBron, they lost to the Grizzlies the other day.
Who was guarding him? Jay Crowder?
The Heat are like top five team in the league.
Who's guarding him? 13 points. Okay, that's that. And then LeBron didn't play one night, and the Lakers lose to the Grizzlies. Come back the next night, has a 30-point triple-double. On what? The biggest broadcast in America that night? In front of everyone to show that the rookie clearly isn't going to take over the league yet.
I think this is an easy answer. That was like 3 days ago. The guy's been averaging 30 points and 14 rebounds for the whole season.
He's leading the league in assists.
His team hasn't even won. They've won 50 games already.
He's leading the league in assists.
He's the most dominant player in the league.
And he's averaging over 25 points per game.
Okay, we're not going to. I don't think we're going to come to an agreement on this one.
We'll never come to an agreement on any of these, probably. So,
yeah, who is going to win the NBA Finals?
One of the LA teams, I think the Clippers. If I had to make my pick, yeah,
I want to say the Clippers, but I don't know if they can stay healthy and if they have continuity yet, because they've only played together. I think it's like a total of 15 games where they're all healthy, and the Lakers seem to be on a roll. And when they're all working together, they seem to be a better basketball team, but the Clippers just have that fight and that dog in them. So it depends on if the Lakers get into playoff mode, if they'll have that fight too.
Toughest player either one of you have had to defend, high school or college?
High school or college?
I had to guard my senior year of high school in AU, Trey Young and Michael Porter off of ball screens.
That's not easy.
And Trey Young did a 360 layup on me, and I don't remember where the ball was. Like, I tried to block it, and I didn't see the ball one time. And he was just – he gave my guards, I think, 50 that game, and it was the easiest 50 points I've ever seen in my life.
Wendell Carter killed us when we played them. I didn't guard him, though. I'm trying to think of other guys who we played, but it was no Trae Young, so I guess you got that. Oh, actually, Ja Morant.
But did you know that Ryan Schwieger actually pinned Ja Morant's shot off the glass in high school?
It was backward because he had a really, really fast, he had a meteoric rise, similar to Chris Mongilia with the, with the climbing up the ladder. But so Ja Morant wasn't, he's incredible, and he was incredible his last year in college, but you know, it's like going into his senior year, he still wasn't, he was under recruited, like he wasn't very good. So we played them in South Carolina, and Nick Claxton was on the team too, who plays, I think, for the maybe the Hawks now or the Nets. But this kid, Nick Claxton, killed us. He had like 25 maybe, and John Morant was like, you know, no one. We didn't even know who he was. And then we see, you know, he keeps getting better. He's averaging 30 in the next the rest of the summer, and then he's, you know, going to the league. So
interesting.
Yeah. Who's John Morant?
So this one, I was tipped off on this one. Who has more freedom, an animal or a human?
There's not nearly enough time on the,
we
on
can
the
do
show
this.
To talk
date.
All about it.
We have discussed this for actual days.
Well, now it's been years.
Yeah, I mean,
years.
It started like a couple of years ago.
It started, yeah.
Or last year.
Last year.
But it's animals.
It's animals if ignorance is freedom. But if knowledge is freedom, then it's clearly people.
What?
But not clearly, because we don't know what animals know. But from our own cockiness, I think it would be people if knowledge is freedom. But if ignorance is freedom, then it's animals.
Ryan, why do you say animals?
It does boil down. It boils down to like your definition of freedom. But when I think about it, like humans, we know our limitations more than I think animals do.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a little bit, so you know, we know what we can't do. Whereas I think, I obviously don't know, but from like an instinctual point of, like from the animals, they have a little bit more, you know, they're not as limited as we are.
Wow, this is a very interesting conversation.
It is, yeah.
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 I can see why you'd go through this for months at
yeah,
a time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll let you get out on this one. Top five NBA players of all time.
Michael, number one.
LeBron.
What'd you say?
LeBron.
Oh.
That's two right there. We have two.
Yeah, Michael number one, LeBron number two. I like Shaq at three.
I also like Shaq.
I could push Shaq to one.
Oh.
Yeah. Then I think Kobe and Magic are my out of the five.
Okay. Okay.
Kobe's number four.
I'm surprised you guys are agreeing on this almost player for player.
Well, not player. He thinks
not
LeBron
player. I would switch Michael Jordan and LeBron. I think LeBron's one. But
the thing is, we're both big Shaq fans.
We're huge Shaq fans.
I think I've always said that if there was like a draft of all the players ever, I'd probably take Shaq first above anyone
okay.
else.
There's never been a basketball player like Shaq.
Which either. Shaq? Heat Shaq? Well, not Heat Shaq. We'll throw out Heat Shaq.
You want Lakers?
Lakers Shaq. Shaq. Okay. Okay.
Rookie. I'll take his career.
You'll take his
yeah,
career.
Yeah, I'll take the yeah. career.
It's unbelievable. Came in so skilled and then realized skill wasn't really needed that much because he was just that dominant. And he was so big and he can move so fast. You take the ball up on a break at 340 pounds and be able to make passes. It was unbelievable.
Well, gentlemen, this has been wildly entertaining. I wish we could keep this going, but unfortunately we have to take a break and round out the show. But it has been a blast. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate
Thanks it. Thanks for having
us. Absolutely. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. We'll wrap it up here from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton right after this.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the greater Princeton area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local. Our reach is global. And our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville. Or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day, squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi, and my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, Call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community, or visit us at cornerstoneeyecarenj.com. That's cornerstoneeyecarenj.com.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how GEICO not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Wrapping up the final segment here of the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports 920. A couple of bits of business here. The Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events, and for tickets, no one beats Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, and theater events, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. And, of course, you can check us out each and every Tuesday night during the Princeton basketball season for the Mitch Henderson Show right here from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey. And the Alchemist and Barrister is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. So as we talked about, obviously, last weekend of the Ivy League regular season coming up on Friday and Saturday, the fourth spot is still up for grabs between Penn and Brown. Penn is basically in the driver's seat. If they take care of business, and they'll be the four seed. Brown is probably going to need some help. Again, it's one of these situations where one of the tiebreakers is how you fare among the teams above you, and if that's the case, then Penn would have the tiebreaker over Brown by virtue of one of their wins against Yale. It should have been two, to be honest, but they could not hold on to a 10-point lead in the final 90 seconds against Yale last Friday night. Otherwise, they'd have a season sweep, and this discussion would be even easier. But Penn is in the driver's seat for the moment, even though both teams are tied at 6-6. So we'll see how it shakes out this weekend. But Penn, with a big win against Brown in Rhode Island last Saturday night to really put themselves in position to get that four spot. We'll see if they can finish the job. As for the Ivy League championship in the regular season, Yale has a chance. They are in the driver's seat for the moment. Harvard is a game back at 9-3, trailing Yale. And an interesting thing here, Yale and Harvard will play this Saturday night. That game will take place in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Harvard could come away with a share of the Ivy League title. Yale, with a couple of wins this weekend, will cinch up things, including the number one seed. The Tigers could grab a share of the Ivy League title, but they will need some help. A two or a three seed, perhaps more likely than anything else. Regardless, we'll break it all down here on the Mitch Henderson Show next Tuesday night from the Alchemist and Barrister from 6 to 7 p.m. For Mitch Henderson, Ryan Schrieger, and Elijah Barnes, I'm Derek Jones saying so long, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday night from the A&B. Have a good night, everybody.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events. And for tickets, no one beats Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Heat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.